This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Still to come, the story out of Acapulco, where a self-described anarchist has been shot to death, ostensibly because he was involved in the drug trade down there. Now, that may or may not be the truth. That's the rumor that has been present. Joining you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Aria. We ended up getting onto the topic of racism in the last hour due to caller, it's somehow brought up. Oh, yeah, the question originally was, well, why is this always being painted on the right? Was, I think, essentially what the caller was.
Because the left is really good at diversion, and they both do it.
Well, both both do diversion, but both sides are also in a lot of ways racist.
Yeah, but the left is good at diversion.
Well, the left characterizes manifest destiny. I mean, that's all it is today. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you ask these white liberals in California about, voter ID laws and things like that, they will straight up tell you, black people can't find the DMV.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
it's horrific.
The rich white liberals that I know, or rich white leftists, I should say, that I know, are oftentimes more racist than the people who wear swastikas.
Right. Whether they're rich or not, people on the left also have racist, beliefs. Some of them. Not all of them, but, some of them do. I don't know what
the percentage. Not all.
Yeah. I don't know what the percentage of people on the left or the right are that are racist. I mean, I imagine there's the percentage that will be vocal about it, and then there's the percentage that believes it but won't be vocal about it, and I don't know what that what those numbers add up to. I hope they're not very large, because I would like to see racism go away. It's at some point in life, it would be nice to have that be a vestige of the past.
I would say only individualists are not racist, and that's
true.
We're maybe 0.01% of the population.
Wow. All right, well, that's way lower than... I mean, individualists are a low number, but I would hope that you're wrong that others who aren't individualists are also not necessarily racist. I don't know if they necessarily are, because people aren't always judging by the color of someone's skin. They probably are judging maybe because of the religion that they are or the plot of land from which they hail, but I'm hoping that
good
most
point
of them aren't all about, the color of somebody's skin. Let's go to Sam in New York. And, Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Hi. So, basically, I understand where Aria's at about the whole racism thing not being about inferiority. I agree with that also.
Well, you're ignoring the definition of it, as Aria is also. K-Dubs in the chat room says you're wrong.
The definition you literally read a few minutes ago.
Well, here's another one for you. Here's a second before we go on with this. Here's scrolling down the page, because dictionary.com has multiple sources in some cases.
Well, the first one you guys said I was right. That's why I added it usually involves.
So here's the other one. This is the British. Wait, no, that's sexism. Hang on a second. British dictionary definition for racism: the belief that races have distinctive cultural characteristics determined by hereditary factors, and that this endows some races with an intrinsic superiority over others. And that, to me, makes more sense, because the people that could possibly fit this initial definition that you were talking about, where they believe that there are distinctive cultural characteristics determined by hereditary factors, and not at the same time hold that that makes them inferior or superior, I've never met that person. So anyway, go ahead, Sam. Are you saying you're one of those people?
Yeah. I mean, because when I was brought up that racism is about prejudice, just like ageism and sexism is all based on prejudice. You're judging someone before you know them based on their sex, their age, or their race.
Right, but what are you judging about them?
Well, it depends on the situation. I mean, I may judge
them
inside of my head. Oh, Lordy. Okay.
I would say you're judging that they're different from you, most likely, because they have these characteristics, but just stating that they're different from you, or assuming that they're different, doesn't necessarily mean
different
greater
in what
or
way?
Less.
Let's get specific.
More likely to like hip-hop. Let's keep this as non-offensive as possible. I would say that's neither inferior nor superior, but it's certainly a racist belief.
That's
right, or
that's
I like reggae. I'm a white
I don't know if that's a racist belief because it doesn't have anything to do. Hold on, Sam. I don't think it's a racist belief because it doesn't have anything to do with an inherent characteristic about them. They happen to like hip hop because they're in that particular group of people, likely when they're growing up.
But culturally, what led to the creation of hip hop? Was it not the drum beats in Africa?
Mm-hmm. Perhaps. But what does that have to do with racism? Again, what does that have to do with the idea that there's an inherent difference among their racial group? Does that have to do with that, them liking drum beats?
Well, the definition you just gave said it manifests in cultural tendencies or something to that effect. That would be one of the cultural tendencies that I would say is manifesting.
Determined by hereditary factors, meaning that something about their race makes them X.
Makes them culturally or ethnically inclined to do X or Y.
You really believe that? You don't think other people like drum beats, too?
In regard to hip-hop? Oh, I mean, we know they do. Led Zeppelin took the idea and made
There's plenty of white kids that like hip-hop.
Sure.
If you point to a white
Look,
young person...
Look, I'm not a racist.
I know you're not. I'm just playing... I'm just trying to figure out what you're saying here. If you look at a young white person, odds are they're into hip-hop, too. Right? These days.
Sure. Well, that's
Does
ageist.
That say something about their race?
No, that's ageist, Ian.
But it's not looking down on that person because of
it. I'm of the mind that these collectivists... And these collectivist ideas don't necessarily involve inferiority or superiority.
Mm. Go ahead, Sam.
Okay, so the other day at work, there is this black male that is the same age as me. We're off by like a couple years. And I was preaching individualism, and because I personally believe I'm an individualist, I see everyone as a person, as themselves. Not their background or whatever. And this kid kept, like, saying, well, no, blacks are suppressed because of this, this, and that, and kept bringing up racism and how he's inferior because of, you know, he gets less things and he's not as gifted as all these other people because he's black and he was put in that group and not by his choice, but that's how he was born. And I'm sitting here like, well, then stand up as an individual and be an individual. You don't have to associate with all those people. But he's like,
he was criticizing himself on the basis of his own skin color. That's
unusual.
He
was basically saying like, oh, well, you're a white female. You don't know how it is because, you know, I'm black.
I mean, was he talking about you benefited from cultural privilege that he doesn't have? Or was he talking about
he's
genetically less gifted because of his skin color?
I think it was more on the white privilege side of it, that I have white privilege because I was born with white-colored skin, that I get what that matters. You know, and I've had a lot of struggles in my life.
It'll get you pulled over less for the same driving habits.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've been pulled over a lot.
Okay, well, I don't know anything about your driving habits, but...
Well, you are a woman.
I drive tractor trailer. I get pulled over a lot.
Yeah, so what you're describing that he's saying, and I wasn't there, and what you're saying is not... I don't think it's accurate,
right,
but it's not mutually exclusive. So if there is someone going around doing horrible things to all the black people, individualism is still true, but that doesn't mean that horrible things aren't happening to all the black people. The things that happen, I think, are kind of lied about which things. Like, you're still going to have the same opportunities to go get jobs and go to school and all that stuff.
Well, it depends on where. I mean, there are definitely some places where you're not going to have the same opportunities
to
get jobs.
I mean, in the U.S.
Well, individualism is certainly the goal, but we can't deny the fact that there are collectivists out there. Many of them do so on the basis of race, and many of them are in positions of power, and they use their biases to inflict harm on these groups that they have collectivized.
And some of them aren't even necessarily doing it, you know, collectively or like consciously. They're doing it based on prejudices that may have been inculcated at a very young age that don't necessarily have to do with any active thought of racism or active belief in the inferiority of another race. Thanks for the call, Sam. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that you want. And take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring us anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Smart Cash. It is a peer-to-peer digital currency. It's one of the newer ones out there, and it is on sale right now. When I say that, I mean the price has gone down. It was as high as like 2-something cents recently. It's now down to just over 1 cent as of a couple of days ago for one Smart Cash. Now, if you have one Smart Cash, you have a vote if you want to cast your votes in their voting system that they have, which helps them kind of govern the currency and decide what they're going to spend essentially their marketing budget on. You can participate in the Smart Hive Project Treasury simply by having a Smart Cash. And again, since it's 1 cent for one, you can easily have thousands of them. You know, you can get 1,000 Smart Cash for just over $10 right now. SmartCash.cc is where you can go to learn more. And in fact, if you have 1,000 Smart and you put it into a Smart Wallet, which of course they have mobile versions and desktop versions of their wallet software at SmartCash.cc, you put it in there for at least a month's time and don't spend out of the wallet, meaning don't touch the savings. You can add to it. You just can't spend from it. Then you will receive Smart Rewards basically once a month. Go to SmartCash.cc. That's smartcash.cc, and you can learn more about yet another great cryptocurrency that allows you to be more, I would say, involved than some of the others out there. Smartcash.cc. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you are on Free Talk Live. Now, you're not a racist, are you, Sarah?
Oh, no, I'm not. No, I treat everybody the same.
Everybody the same, meaning you would treat somebody the same if they attacked you, physically. You would treat them the same future.
Not by their color, you know.
Okay.
The color of their skin. I treat everybody the same, you know.
Gotcha.
It's an inner person. But
that's good. So you treat you look at the individual basically is what you're saying.
Right.
See, Sarah's an individualist. I'm ashamed.
I'm just
going
to cut out. I want to get to my point here. You know what? We're going to raise a cigarette tax for $1.50 per pack here. We're going to.
You're raising it an extra $1.50 or to $1.50 per pack?
No, extra. Whatever it's on right now, we're going to tack on another $50.
Now, is this just in Albuquerque or is this the state of New Mexico?
The whole state of New Mexico.
Okay.
I think that this is done at the Santa Fe, the Roundhouse. And it's just going to fly right through because the anti-tobacco is a Democrat bill, usually. We're against the big tobacco companies. And we're more
How do you feel about the big tobacco companies?
What do you think?
How do you feel about the big tobacco companies? I mean, where do you side on the issue?
Tortured. You know what? They are giant big companies that have made money by killing people. And they need to pay out, and they're going to have no people buying their junk. And also, I am tortured by the smokers at the bus stop. The less people could buy them, it's going to be like $8 a pack. There's going to be less people torturing me at the bus stop.
See, so Sarah believes that if the taxes go up, fewer people will smoke. What do you think?
I think that's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
I think the demand for addictive substances is pretty inelastic.
If you tax something, you get less of it. I mean, certainly. But there are solutions that don't cost an arm and a leg. And the cigarette prices in the Southwest are already really high.
According to a news story at Las Cruces Sun News, the current tax on a pack of cigarettes in New Mexico is $1.66. So they are talking about nearly doubling. So not quite 100% increase, but darn close to 100% increase in taxes. And our own Mark Edge, who is a regular co-host here, well, not during the winter, but normally a regular co-host, he will be on within the next few days, as long as everything goes well in Acapulco. He's one of the people who actually the taxation going up led him to quit smoking. So does that mean we should have more taxes?
Well, the thing about it is that, you know, Democrats, we're into free health care, and then when they get sick, we have to pay out. We have to pay for their oxygen. So we're just collecting the damage deposit up front right now.
I mean, they quit having free health care.
Well, yeah, what if you didn't have to pay for their health care?
Well, the thing, Democrats were into giving free health care, right?
But when they you are a Democrat.
She's a communist. Self-proclaimed.
Pay out for them anyways.
But you don't have to. You're choosing to. I mean, that's your preferred ideology. You want to pay out for them, right? Do you not want to pay for everyone's health care?
That's correct, but that's the reason why
as long as they engage in only behaviors that you personally approve of.
Or else you'll tax it.
The tax they're paying now is so that we can help them out later when they're dying.
Yeah, the state doesn't save money that good.
If the state lowered their taxes, maybe they could put that $1.50 per pack aside and pay for their own health care.
Yeah, but people aren't that responsible, right, Aria? No, they're not. No.
Well, the thing is, the way that it's worked out
but
now...
I mean, all this is taking place in magical fairyland where the government's going to provide people health care anyway.
Well, yeah, because the reality is when the government gets in charge of health care, now, Sarah, maybe you don't want it to be this way, but the way it is they will have a death panel that will decide whether or not to give the person the assistance. Because while the health care's free, and I'm putting quotes around that, it's only at the pleasure of the state. They don't have an obligation to take care of somebody just because they smoked their whole life. And if you are, let's say you're 86 years old and you come down with, you know, chronic pulmonary lung disease or whatever, some sort of horrible, you know, emphysema or whatever, and it's because of smoking, and you go into the hospital and you're like, well, we're going to need to do X, Y, and Z to you, and it's going to cost this amount of money, and, well, even though the health care is free, lady, we just don't really feel like giving it to you because, I mean, you're going to die pretty soon anyway. You're 86 years old, so what's the interest? I mean, you're not paying taxes anymore. You're retired, right? So, like, yeah, maybe you're paying a property tax or something like that, but you're not producing like the 20-year-olds or the 30-year-olds or the 40-year-olds who don't have these issues. They don't go to the hospital as often, so it costs a heck of a lot more to take care of a bunch of old folks who didn't take care of themselves. What makes you think the government's going to even help these people down the line with the cigarette tax?
Well, you know what? The thing about it is that whether they do or not, I mean, most of them, they get taken care of. They're dying. If they're suffocating, well, they're going to give them oxygen. But I like the idea of getting money out of them now every time they buy a pack of cigarettes to kill themselves. That's the part I like about it.
You like the idea of it. Whether or not it actually makes a difference is another question.
Okay,
right?
But they're going to collect those $1.50s. They're going to waste it now. And then
yeah,
30
they're not
years
saving it.
From now, when they're dying from lung cancer, they're not going to have those $1.50s because they're already wasted it.
Right.
But, I mean, that's not that Democratic logic, but that's my logic. I like getting money out of them now.
You're not getting the money, just so you know.
What you're talking about is not a matter of any kind of logic.
I mean,
it's not. We saw this play out with Social Security, with the government like, hey, we're going to take a part of your money, we're going to put it back, and we're going to help you retire on it. And they're like, oh, crap, we spent all of your money.
Sarah, why not go all the way and just advocate the total ban of cigarettes? That's what they're talking about in Hawaii.
Well, you know what? I would prefer that. I would prefer that. Yeah, but you know how it is.
Thank you for the call tonight. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. The reality, of course, is prohibition doesn't work, and in many cases creates the opposite of the intended consequences. But we may see Hawaii nonetheless go for it and give it a shot. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook. Meantime, Virginia Lieutenant Governor Democrat Justin Fairfax is denying sex assault allegations against him.
I met her at the convention. We met and talked, and I did not know her prior to. I was 25 years old, unmarried, a campaign staffer at the time, and we hit it off. She was very interested in me, and so eventually at one point, when it ended up going to my hotel room, this is in 2004, she was very much into consensual encounter.
Fairfax's aides say the Washington Post investigated the allegations about a year ago and chose not to publish the story. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here, toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, and the Discord chat server is available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. So head on over there and enjoy the features that allow you to chat with other Free Talk Live listeners, and during our live show you can get on the air with us and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. With you tonight, by the way, in that studio, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Aria.
All right, so let's get into the news headlines that I teased an hour and a half ago on Free Talk Live, which is fine because that's, we like participation. Mexico City, the story coming from the Associated Press's Amy Guthrie, filed on Sunday. An American anarchist who went by the name John Galton was shot dead. Do you think that was his given name?
I'm guessing not.
Was shot dead at his home in the Mexican resort of Acapulco. Apparently the entire city of Acapulco is a resort, according to the Associated Press.
Do they know that?
Sending shivers through a tight-knit anti-establishment community of expatriates that organizes events in the violence-torn retreat with seminars on topics such as how to make money via cryptocurrencies. A woman describing herself as John's partner, Lily, said via social media that she saw the gunman go straight for John and his friend Jason Henza, age 43. Henza made it to a private hospital with bullet wounds in his armpit, leg, and hand. The hospital said he checked out the same day. Mexican police found equipment to process drugs, glass pipes, and marijuana plants at the home. Now, equipment to process drugs can mean a lot of things.
In the U.S., it can mean a lot of things. I don't know what it can mean in Mexico.
Yeah, I mean, processing drugs, they make it sound like it's some sort of big operation. They could have simply had a scale.
Or a grinder.
Yeah, right, right. So it might not have even been to sell drugs. But that has...
You usually buy your way out of that in Mexico, too.
What, a criminal charge?
Drugs.
Buy your way out of drugs?
Well, yeah, but he was shot by people.
What do you mean, buy your way out of drugs?
Like, if the cops are like, I see drugs, and you're like, here's $100.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, bribing the cops. Sure. This guy's unfortunately dead at this point, so he wasn't able to bribe his way out of the whatever gang it was that decided to take his life and attempt to take the life of his buddy. He wasn't able to bribe his way out.
I thought he was discharged.
The guy who was the other guy was discharged.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they attempted to take the life of his buddy.
So this is the same people who... A few days ago, it was like they refused to hire a hitman, so he shot them.
That's part
of... Is this the same group of people?
So, I don't know what... Nobody knows what the actual story is here, right? But, okay. Yes, it's the same... Only one anarchist has been killed in Acapulco thus far that we know of, as far as in a shooting or whatever.
Same event, though.
The shooting, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes. And as far as events are concerned, these are the organizers, apparently, of Anarcho-Forco, which is a forked event from Anarcho-Polco that started, I think, last year was the first time they did Anarcho-Forco. It comes after Anarcho-Polco, which is the event that I will be broadcasting from along with Mark, coming up here in about 10 days from now. So Anarcho-Forco came off of that, and the idea was they thought Anarcho-Polco was getting too kind of, I don't know, corporate or whatever, but, you know, to get back into the city of Acapulco rather than be cloistered off at a resort, basically. Because if you go to Anarcho-Polco, then if you stay at the resort, you don't actually get to Acapulco. You come into the airport, you take a cab into the resort, and you stay in the resort. If you want to stay out of Acapulco, if you think Acapulco is like super dangerous or whatever, but if you actually want to get out into the city, you got to leave the resort property. I like going out into the city because that's the real Acapulco, right? Like that's where you go and get cheap tacos at a taqueria or, you know, go shopping or whatever. And there's like cliff divers and there's all kinds of, you know, neat stuff.
Interesting.
To go around and do. But saying that they found equipment to process drugs, we don't know what that really means. I mean, marijuana plants, again, they could have had three plants in the closet growing. It doesn't necessarily mean that they had an entire operation.
They could have had a spoon. Like
For drugs, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had people charged with drug paraphernalia for, like, really silly things. He had one Ziploc bag and a spoon.
Right.
It had ice cream on it, but it was for meth.
Or if you have two bags of marijuana, all of a sudden you're a dealer charge in the United States.
Yeah.
So, again, we don't know exactly if it's true that these people were dealing, but that's the rumor. All right? So that's what, you know, that's what I've heard from, well, from Mark, you know, as the rumor. He hasn't said for sure. In fact, he says that maybe they weren't actually dealing. But if that were the case, then what's the deal with this person who shot them? What's that all about? Is it just a crazy person? Because it's one or the other, right? You either have a lunatic who, for whatever reason, decided to shoot an anarchist or a couple of anarchists. And I've heard the rumors about this person that they met, you know, claimed they were an anarchist, but maybe they weren't or whatever. Who knows? I don't know anything about this person. Or was it an actual gangland shooting against a competitor? Because they were us allegedly selling cocaine and marijuana.
Yeah, I mean, so I would want to stay away from... There's no evidence that they shot him because he was an anarchist. So I don't want to say every time something bad happens to an anarchist, it was a targeted thing. That's ridiculous.
Well, it was a targeted thing.
Yeah, but bad thing...
But this was not a random shooting. They didn't just randomly bust into somebody's house and blow away a couple people.
It seems more likely to me that it was drug-related.
Seems like it, doesn't it?
Then it was because he was an anarchist.
Now, whether or not this crazy, alleged crazy person, whoever is the suspected killer or the person who ordered the hit or whatever, what their deal is, I don't know. And again, everything I'm hearing is is hearsay. And that's true of the person writing this article here, by the way, which gets into a little bit of opinion about anarchists. So we'll continue. Lily and Henza both posted videos to Facebook immediately after the shooting. Lily screamed, "I really need help. Somebody please come." In his post, a bearded Henza said in a blood-smattered T-shirt, "We were attacked. I've been shot 3 times. I'm not doing so good." Now, this is interesting, right? The idea of you've just been shot.
So you go to Facebook.
And you post on Facebook. Now, look. If they're true anarchists, right, then they wouldn't go to the police, I suppose.
No, that is not how that works. It might be in Mexico. I don't know enough about Mexico, but...
Well, are the police really going to help you in this circumstance? Especially if you're a drug dealer.
So that would be reasons why it would be a bad idea to go to the police.
Mm-hmm.
You're not prohibited from using state services...
Because you're an anarchist? No, I understand that. But the purest anarchists would proudly not go to the police even while, you know, bleeding out.
Just sit here and bleed to death.
So somebody who is more worried about their anarcho street cred than whether or not they bleed out on the side of the road would have some ridiculous right. thing about not calling 911.
Well, this guy, John Galton, he died of pure anarchist.
If the state monopolizes a service... You're not now prohibited from using all services that the state monopolizes.
Well, plus the reinforce.
But what about Cell 411?
I don't know. Cell 411
does not have paramedics.
Well, no, but it has a report of something's wrong with me, like I'm sick or you know I'm hurting or whatever.
So what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna call the ambulance and be like, my friend wants Cell 411 and he needs an ambulance. He didn't want to call it himself.
Well, no, it could be that your friend would get there faster. And then get you to the hospital sooner?
Okay, but if you need immediate help, then you need paramedics in a hospital. Like, maybe I can bring you to the hospital. Depends on if you're stable.
Right.
Well, I mean, they were stable enough to do a Facebook video.
Maybe they shouldn't have been doing a Facebook video.
Well, look, here's the thing. Like, it doesn't say whether or not they called the police, okay? Just to be clear on that. But it was a shooting. So somebody heard it. And there's a good chance somebody's calling the cops. You know, maybe not. Maybe it's the kind of neighborhood. Because I did hear they lived in a bad neighborhood as well. So made a few mistakes here, right? Move into a bad part of town, allegedly dealing drugs, and allegedly dealing with a lunatic who ended. Maybe they didn't know he was crazy because sometimes you don't find those things out until later. But you know, there's some possible mistakes here. At the very least, they may not have had to call the police because somebody could have just called it in due to, you know, my neighbors just had gunshots fired next door. That probably wasn't an accident, given that it happened more than once, right?
Or maybe somebody who saw the Facebook Live video called the cops and knew where he was.
Well, that's a possibility, too. So, like, if you go to Facebook, you're basically in public. Even if you share it with your friends or whatever, they sometimes can share it with their friends, or maybe you don't know what your sharing settings are in the moment while you are, you know, bleeding out and you're not really checking those details, so you may end up giving the police more evidence to convict you in that case if you blab about it on Facebook. But anyway, more coming up about the shooting in Acapulco in moments.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. And by the way, I want to say thank you to Mal Escalvo, who is a Free Talk Live amplifier, somebody who is a supporter of what we do here. In fact, he's a gold amplifier, which means he gives $10 per month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that actually allows you to get behind what we do here with your five. It's $5 is all we ask for, but he's doing 10. So thank you for the extra. But if you do $5 a month, you get some perks. You get some benefits like access to the supporters chat rooms on our Discord server, the AMP only Facebook group, and more. You can get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. And you can get signed up with PayPal. You can use credit card or Bitcoin BTC. So it's up to you over at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, it's a tragic situation in Acapulco, Mexico, as an anarchist has been shot to death. He called himself John Galton. He and his friend were shot, Jason Henza. Henza survived, wounded in the armpit, leg, and hand. He survived after a visit to the hospital. John Galton, however, shot to death, apparently at his home, by the way, in the city of Acapulco. Rumor has it that they did not live in the best part of town, and further rumor has it that they were allegedly selling cannabis and or cocaine. And the fact is, if that's true, then it wouldn't surprise me that this was a drug-related gangland-style killing.
I would not want to compete with the Mexican cartels.
Heck no. These guys are serious business.
Yeah, they're the we will cut your fingers off and send them to your family types.
Right, well, he didn't even get that chance.
Yeah.
You know? Prior to the shooting, John and Lily, well, there's also another theory that it was just a crazy person. Just a, you know, just a lunatic.
They could have just been being robbed, too, and happened to have drugs.
Could be. Could be. But it sounds like it was a targeted, at least according to the way the posts were made, it sounds like it was targeted. It sounds like they went there for the purposes of killing that person and maybe attempting to kill his friend as well. Because apparently they didn't kill the woman. So, you know, I don't know. Well maybe we'll
That's
learn
a good
more
point.
As this goes on. But prior to the shooting, Now, this is where they kind of get into their commentaries. This is supposed to be a news piece by the Associated Press about an anarchist killed in Acapulco, which, of course, means they have to talk about anarchism. And having the mainstream media talk about anarchism is always interesting. So, prior to the shooting, John and Lily hosted weekly meetups, with quotes around it, meat spelled M-E-A-T, at a local restaurant where self-professed carnivores dine only on meat. They were also busy. Don't they do that out in Manchester, in New Hampshire?
No.
They have
meetups. I have never heard of a carnivore meetup with only meat.
They have that.
If your only dining option is meat?
Well, it's just
a bunch of meat.
It's just at this event. I mean, they probably eat other things at other times, but they go to, like, a restaurant where they just have a bunch of meat served to them, basically.
Just meat.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Well, whatever whatever floats your boat.
I mean, not even any potatoes or carrots or anything like
that? So in Manchester, maybe they don't do it anymore, Melanie, but there was a time when Mark and I went out, we met up with who's now a state representative, Jason Osborne, and they had this thing called Meat Lunch, where they would go to a Brazilian, like, barbecue place or something like that, and they had a bunch of meat, and that's pretty much all they ate. Now, there was also, like, a buffet at the time, so I was able to get things that weren't just
meat.
Okay,
well, that's not
there.
What you described. You said people were eating only meat a carnivore meetup.
Right, that's what the intention of the meetup is. That's why they call it, in this case, meat, spelled M-E-A-T.
Okay, so everybody else was not eating any size at all.
I didn't take real close look at what everybody else was meeting, but that's the intention of this particular gathering.
That's silly.
You know, whatever, man. Some people are really into bacon and, you know, really into ham and whatever other stuff.
I think the only people who eat meat to the exclusion of all other foods are doing it to prove some kind of silly point.
Well, doing it once a week. I mean,
yeah, I don't think it's all the time. Maybe it is. I don't know. I don't live that lifestyle, so I have no idea.
If it's a lifestyle, it's not once a week.
Well, as I was saying, I don't know if it is or it isn't. I know they had, at the very least, an occasional meetup in Manchester for this purpose of just, we love meat, so let's get together and have lunch and eat all meat. That's what they do. Now,
I love meat, too, but it's just it's so strange.
I'm still going to eat some sides with it.
Everybody's got to have a hobby, right? Like, your hobby last...
Vegetables, potato, maybe.
Last night, you were playing the Chris Cantwell video game, and it was awful, apparently, on your...
Did we expect it to be good?
On your Twitch stream. That's your hobby. A lot of people aren't going to understand, you know, why you would want to do something like that, but...
I don't understand why I want to.
Right, and I don't know how many of them understand why they want to go to a meetup, but they did. They also were busy recruiting speakers for an anarchist conference set to take place in Acapulco in later February. The dreadlocked couple, both in their 20s, posted a video to Facebook 2 months ago calling for attendees at the conference. John, who's now deceased, said from the patio of his house, where they pay $400 a month, high above the Bay of Acapulco, quote, we want freedom of ideas, unquote. And that's all they from waves lapped gently far below and roosters crowed as he spoke. Lily did not respond to requests for comment via social media on Saturday. Rumor has it she's on the run. Henza declined to comment. That's the guy who was shot but survived. A U.S. Department of State official said the Bureau of Consular Affairs was aware of an investigation into the death of a U.S. citizen in Acapulco, but that it couldn't provide additional information due to privacy considerations. So, John Galton could be a pseudonym, a nod to John Galt, says the AP, the fictional character who defies convention in Ayn Rand's individualistic tome, Atlas Shrugged.
Could be a pseudonym. It might not be his real name.
I wouldn't say a pseudonym, because a lot of us will just adopt a new name and use that name, and sometimes legally change it. So that's not a pseudonym. A pseudonym is when you still use your original name.
But you're using the pseudonym to cover the original name. It's possible he was named that, though. I mean, he's in his 20s, right? So he could be the son of a libertarian who, you know, was into Ayn Rand.
Yeah, that's true. Bob won't let me name our kid Rothbard.
But his last name is still unlikely to be Galton.
Galton?
Yeah. It's possible.
I think you're right. It's unlikely that his name would happen to have been Galton. It's also unlikely that his father changed his name to Galton prior to having the child, then deciding to name him John. So I would say it's probably a chosen name. Whether he's legally changed it or not, that's another question. In a separate video posted to a YouTube channel called Press for Truth, John and Lily describe how in early 2016 they fled drug charges in the U.S. John said they each faced up to 25 years in prison for manufacture of a controlled substance, specifically condensing marijuana into powerful extracts that Lily used for chronic pain. So that's an interesting detail, that they were essentially expatriates not by choice. They left the United States because they were being prosecuted, and they wanted to avoid that.
They pulled a John McAfee.
Which, there's nothing wrong with that. I have a lot of respect for people. There's nothing necessarily valuable about facing down 25 years in prison over boiling some cannabis plants in whatever solution you have to put it into to extract the THC and then put it into in a concentrated form. I mean, I think those people are brave to take on those risks, and I don't think that it necessarily follows that you have to fight it in court. Like, I'm glad that Rich Paul did when he was facing 100 years in prison and he went and faced it down. Like, it's a brave thing to do, but, you know, it may not always be the smartest thing to do. And in Rich's case, he only got sentenced to a year.
Obviously, you shouldn't aggress against drug dealers or users because you shouldn't aggress against anybody, but that makes this drug-related, not anarchy-related.
You mean the shooting?
All of it.
Well, maybe. Like, we're still not sure. There is just the chance that they fell in with some lunatic, and then who knows what dealings they had with this nut job, whether he be a so-called self-professed anarchist or just some expat who also happens to be floating around their community. Because one thing's for sure, when it comes to migratory movements of libertarians, we know a lot about it because we all migrated here to New Hampshire as part of a libertarian, anarchist, voluntarist migration, whatever word you want to put on it. More people have moved to New Hampshire over time because they want to be around freedom-minded people. Well, the fact is, every now and then some lunatics come to town, and they will do things that are dangerous and stupid, and they may themselves be undercover agents. They might be trying to set people up with, putting forth ideas of violence into people's heads and seeing if anybody bites on it, you know, as informants for the federal government or actual undercover feds. So there's been all kinds of people that have shown up here who masquerade as an anarchist, but may in point of fact actually be here to try to put handcuffs on a group of anarchists, to try to encourage them to do things that might get them some criminal charges. So who knows who it is that they were dealing with down there and what their intentions were and how crazy they were. But there's more coming up here about this.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.